ni kate gele papa dure jai e mana daya la prabhu ki va Gangara parashaile paschati pava Darshani pavitra kora ito Istane aparade tare harina hari tomastane aparade nahi paritra Omaradaya sada Govinda Vishra Govinda Gaena Mora Vaishnava Para Prati janme kori aja charane raduli narodame goro daya Panaravoli Evara Karuna Kora Vaishnava Gosa Padita Bhavana Toma Vina Kihona Jaya Vaishnava Thakur 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 Jaya, Vaishnava Thakur Jaya, Vaishnava Thakur Jaya, Vaishnava Thakur. Ananda Kori Vaishnavinda Ki. So Narottam says, E Bara Karuna Koro Vaishnava Gosai. So as we mentioned yesterday, Gosai is Bengali nickname for Gosami. Out of affection we say Gosai. E Bara, one time. Karuna means compassion. Be compassionate upon me. Then he says, what is that? Kahara nikate gele papa dure jai. Nikate means close. Just like we sing in the Gaurarti, huh? Nikate advaita srini asachatra dara. So nikate means close. If we go close to the Vaishnava, papa dure jai. Dur means very far away. Just like there's one forest of Vrindavan, it's so far away, is there in South Africa. That's the Durban. I also went and drink him of that forest. You've been there, eh? That's the Sabse Durban. So if we go close to the Vaishnava, then all our sins will go dur, very far away. Then he says, Gangara Parasha Hoile Paschate Pavan. Actual word is Sparsha. This is old, old Bengali. So we say Parasha, but Sparsha. Where did we hear the word Sparsha before? In Bhagavad Gita? Matra Sparsha Stukondeya. Sparsha means to touch. So this is poetic way of saying taking bath. Touching Ganga means taking bath in Ganga. Gangara parasha hoile paschate. Paschate means after some time. Not immediately, after some time, pavan. Just like we were talking about Kumbh Mela yesterday. So in Prayag, people make kalpavas. They will stay for one whole month in the bed of the Jamuna and Ganga on the sand. In Kumbh Mela, there's nothing but sand, sky and sun, and somehow between the three of them we make a big camp. So they make kalpavas for 1 month, every day taking cold bath and cold Ganga and Jamuna. So slowly, 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 they become purified. Gangara parasha oile paschate, after some time we become purified. Pavan, we heard yesterday, means purified. But here about the Vaishnavi says, Darshani pavitra koro e tumaragun. Darshan matra se am pavitra ho jate. Just by seeing a Vaishnav, we become purified. Darshani pavitra koro e tumar. That is your good quality. Just by seeing a Vaishnav, we become purified. And we have the practical proof. You may not believe it, but in old days when Prabhupada used to come to any airport, we would go to the airport with big kirtan party, 200, 300 devotees, you know, 5 mandangas, 20 kartals, right inside the airport. Now with all this tears and everything, we can't even imagine such a thing. But those days we go, huge kirtan party, 200, 300 devotees, 5 mandangas, 20 kartals, So one time Prabhupada came to LA, so all the temples on the West Coast came, so there must have been like 350, maybe 400 devotees. 6 mandangas, 30 kartals, like that. We went right inside LAX. Bam, 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 bam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Right inside to the gate. So everybody came to see what all the noise was all about. But nobody could see all the devotees jumping and jumping and jumping. One other person came. Nowadays, to make them feel nice, we give them a nice title. Sanitation engineer. Means the mopper. Floor mopper. Now you can understand, you don't need a university degree to become store mopper, store floor mopper, right? Very simple guy. And this fellow, he was so black, he made the nighttime look like daytime. He's a simple fellow. So he also came, but he was leaning on his mop. He couldn't see anything. Then Prabhupada came, all the devotees hit the ground. Then he saw. Now, I've never met an Indian who's been able to understand this type of English at all. But as soon as he took one look at Prabhupada, he said, "Look, that man, he's shining! He's shining! Look, that man, he's shining! He's shining! Look, that man, he's shining!" Do you have any idea what I said? No. He's shining, he's shining. Look at that man, he's shining. Look, that man, he's shining! He's shining! Look, that man, he's shining! Simple guy. But just by seeing Prabhupada, he became so purified, he saw that Prabhupada was shining. So this is the proof of this line of Narottam Das Thakur. One other interesting line he has here. He said, "Tomara ridoye sada govinda bishram." Just like in Mathura, we have bishram ghat. Bishram means to take rest. To work is sram. Just like, you know, in the first canto, there's one verse very famous, huh? What is it? Srama eva hi kevalam. Dharma sunusita punsa visvaksena katasya notpada ye kata ruchi. Srama eva hi kevalam. If by performing all of your duties you don't develop any ruchi for Krishna kata, notpada, if it's not developed, then whatever you're doing, all your duties is useless, waste of time only. Srama eva hi kevalam. Only useless and useless waste of time. So shram means to work. So after working we become tired, then we do vishram. But we have never seen the picture of Krishna taking rest. We've seen him herding the cows. We saw him stealing the garments of the gopis. We saw him stealing butter. We saw him on battlefield of Kurukshetra. We've seen him doing so many things. So many leelas and leelas we have seen. But we never saw the picture of Krishna taking rest. And here, Narottam gives the hint. Tomara ridaye sada govinda bishram. When Lord wants to take rest, he finds out nice pure devotee like Prabhupada, whose heart is very soft and clean and peaceful. Then he can take rest there. Therefore, we never saw the picture. He goes inside devotee like Prabhupada's heart and takes rest. Tomara ridaye sada govinda bishram. He cannot take a rest in our heart. Our heart is filled with so many horny thorns and very hot, burning with the fire of lust. So Krishna cannot take rest there. But in pure devotee like Prabhupada, then nice, peaceful, soft, cool place to take rest. Or Govinda Kohena Mora Vaishnava Paran. Actual word is pran. Actual word is pran. And Govinda is saying, the Vaishnava is in my heart. Now how is this possible? The Lord is in the heart of the Vaishnava and the Vaishnava is in the heart of the Lord. But these are the inconceivable pastimes of the Lord and His pure devotees. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, then we want to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll again sing our very favorite song about Lord Chaitanya. Sundara lala, sachiru lala, nachata sri hari kirtaname. Sundara lala, sachiru lala, nachata sri hari kirtan mein balle chandana tilagamanohara alaka shobe kapolana mein balle chandana tilagamano ala alakashobe kapu bolo sundara la la sajiru la la najata sri hari kitane. Bolo sundara la la sajiru la la najata sri hari kitane. Chuda darshani rale, banapulla mala ye padole. Chire chuda darshani rale, banapulla mala ye padole. Pairna pita patambara shobe, nupura runu junu chalanname. Pita patambara shobe, nupura runu junu chalanan. Bola sundara la la, sajiru la la, najata sri hari kitane. Bala sundara la la, sajiru la la, najata sri hari kitane. Radha Krishna ekatanu he, nirvana maje pansi bajave. Radha Krishna ekatanu he, nirvana maje pansi bajave. Visarupagi prabhuji sahi, avata prakatai nariyame. Visarupagi bala sundara la la, sajiru la la, najata sri hari kitane. Bala sundara la la, sajiru la la, najata sri hari kitane. Koi gavat hai Radha Krishna naam, koi gavat hai Hari gunagan. Koi gavat hai Radha Krishna naam, koi gavat hai Hari gunagan. Mridanga tala madura rasala, bajata hai koi rangan mein. Mridanga tala madura rasala, bajata hai koi rangan. Bola sundara la la, sajiru la la, najata sri hari kitane. Bola sundara la la, sajiru la la, najata sri hari kitane. Najata sri hari kitane. Bolo najata sri hari kitane. Bolo sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari Sundara Lala Sachidulala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtani. You know the meaning of Sundar? Beautiful. Oh, you got it. All right. Sundar means beautiful. And Lala means little boy. Just like in Braj, when we want to call a little boy, oh Lala, come here Lala, aja Lala, come here. We want to call a young girl, then we say, oh Lali, aja Lali, come here Lali. So he was very, very beautiful. But he was not Chamsundar, he was Gaur-sundar. And Sundaralala, Sachidulala, just like 5,000 years ago when Brijananda and Chamsundar appeared on this earth, his mother's name was Yasoda. So we call him Yasoda Nandan or Yasoda Dulala. So 500 years ago when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, his mother's name was Sachi Devi. So we call him Sachi Nandan or Sachi Dulala. And he appeared on the Falgun Purnima. We also know as Holi Purnima. Now because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, we call it Gaur Purnima. And he appeared underneath the neem tree. You can go down the street and see that neem tree is still there. Therefore he got the name Nimai. And his father's name was Jagannath Mishra. So Mishra means Brahmin. If you meet anybody named Mishra, you know he's a Brahmin. So he became known as Nimai Pandit. What was his name? Nimai Pandit. And he appeared on that Falgun Purnima night. But that particular night, 400 and I think, what is it, 28 years now? My goodness. I guess I'm right, 28 years ago, 428 years ago. That particular Falgun Purnima night, there was Chandragrahan, moon eclipse. Now why there was moon eclipse on Lord Chaitanya's appearance? Because we heard moon eclipse is very inauspicious. But this was just to indicate his future mission. Because especially in Bengal, when there's moon eclipse, everyone will go to the holy bank of the Ganga and they will take bath and they will chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So just when the whole of Bengal was roaring with the holy name, little Nimai made his appearance. Just to indicate his future mission. But on one lecture recording, Prabhupada explained there's other reason why there was moon eclipse that night. Because we heard that Lord Chaitanya, his another name is Gaur-sundar, his another name is Gaura Chandra. And what do we call the moon in Sanskrit? Chandra. So he was the golden moon. So Prabhupada explained that ordinary Chandra was thinking, when such a beautiful Gaura Chandra is appearing, then what is the use of this ordinary moon? Ordinary Chandra. He hit his face. Jab itne sundar Gaura Chandra aa rahe hai, sara Chandra ke kaka mein iske muh chipa diya. Out of shame he hit his face. Therefore there was moon eclipse on that night. And this we have confirmed by Krishnadas Kaviraj. He's kept one verse in the beginning of his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana Sakalanka Chandra Ki Priyojana. Kalank means spotted. So Akalank, so opposite, Akalank, spotless. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana, the spotless moon of Gaura Chandra has appeared. Sakalank, sa means with, that spotted moon, ki priyojana. What is the use of that spotted moon? Krishnadas Kaviraj has kept this verse in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana, Sakalanka Chandra, ki priyojana. What is the use of that ordinary Chandra? Therefore, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, there was moon eclipse. He hid his face out of shame with the beautiful Gaura Chandra's appearing. So, Akalanka Gaura Chandra. So, Sundara Lala, Sachi Dulala, Nachata. Nachata, we heard, means dancing. Nachata Srihari Kirtame. Lul Nimai, he's always dancing in Srihari Kirtan. Because Srihari Kirtan is a recommended process for this age of Kali. Chanting very loudly and very enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya appeared to spread this Sankirtan movement. It's like after some time, very early in his Leela, he was still only like maybe 21 years old, I can't remember now. He took sannyas. There's one ghat there, we go on Navadvipa Mandap, Nirdoi ghat. He snuck out in the middle of the night, and Mother Shachi came running. Nimai! 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 And no answer came, Nirdoi, without any mercy. He ran away and took sannyas. And he went to Puri. After staying in Puri for some time, he went on Dakshin Bharat Yatra, South Indian tour. And he was going along, not like you when you go on tour, you go by AC car and bus. No, he was going by his 2 feet, with his hands raised in the air, chanting the holy name. And whoever saw him chanting the holy name, that person also began to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And that person would go back to his village, and those people of his village who saw him chanting, they also began to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. In this way, Lord Chaitanya was spreading the Sankirtan movement in every direction. So short distance away from Puri, he came to a place called Kurmakshetra, where there's a beautiful deity of Kurma Bhagwan. I went to Visakhapatnam last year for Jamastami, so I saw this picture in my book. Kurma Bhagwan, all covered with orange chandan, you can't even see him. So he came to Kurma Kshetra, he went in that temple, it's still there, and he was dancing in ecstasy and chanting, and everyone came, including one Brahmin. That Brahmin was also known as Kurma Brahmin. He saw the Lord dancing and chanting in ecstasy. When the Lord came down, he said, Prabhu, I'm a poor householder, if you will come and put your feet inside my little kuti, then my household life will be success. My house will become purified. So seeing his Bab, Lord Chaitanya decided to stay with Kurma Brahman. And every evening, they would have Harikata, just like we're doing here in Mayapur. Every evening we're having this Harikata. And then there was Harikirtan. And everyone was dancing and ecstasy, rolling on the ground. So this went on for 3 days. After third day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was packing up to leave. Not like you guys with 2 Samsonite suitcases. Lota or kambal, sadhu ka sambal. Lota and blanket, that's all the luggage of the sadhu. And Kurma Brahman came and he fell on Mahaprabhu's feet. He said, Prabhu, we're enjoying so much in your association. Please, you stay with us one more night. Mahaprabhu said, Nahi! I haven't taken sannyas to stay in any householder's house and enjoy. I never stay more than 3 days in it. I must go. No, but Prabhu, we're enjoying so much in your association. Please stay. He said, no, no, no. This is not my purpose of taking sannyas to stay in householder's houses. I must go. But Prabhu, we're enjoying so much in your association. Please, one more night. Seeing his intense bhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smashed his rule and he stayed one more night with Kurma Brahman. And again in the evening, there was Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan. The next day, Mahaprabhu again was getting ready to go, and Kurma Brahman came, and Mahaprabhu said, "Now I'm leaving." "No, no, no, Prabhu, will you please go? I'm not going to stop you." "But Prabhu, in this householder life, there's so many troubles and so much sorrow and so much difficulties, so much parishani, so much katinai. I'm not going to stop you from going. But Prabhu, I'm going to give up my householder life and come with you." Now the ladies got worried. Dinabandhu is going to take everybody off to Vrindavan. But Mahaprabhu said, "Nahi, this is not my mission, that you give up everything and go to the forest. This is not my mission." Then he spoke Amar Shabd, immortal words. What was that? "Yari Deho Thahi Kao Krishna Padesh Amara Gyai Guru Hai Thare Desh." Wherever you stay in your household of life, you don't change your position. But wherever you go, whoever you meet in your household or life, you tell them about Krishna and give them Krishna Upadesha and tell them to please chant Hare Krishna. Simple. Don't have to give up household or life. Yare deko tahe kao Krishna Upadesha. Amara gyai guru hai. You become guru. Are? How I can become guru? What quality do you have to become guru? I have no quality to become guru. Becoming guru is not a very difficult thing. Just like the postman, the dakya. He takes the letter from your hand and he delivers it in the hand to the receiver, yata rup, as it is, yata yata. Not that he opens up the letter. Well, he wrote this, but no, actually what he meant was this. And he wrote that line, but that line we can scratch out. Does the postman do like that? If he would do like that, he'll be arrested. He takes the letter as it is and delivers it to the receiver as it is. So you simply repeat whatever you've heard from Prabhupada, you repeat, you become guru. Amara gai, by my agya. My agya means order. By my order you become guru. How can I become? No, by my order you become guru. You just repeat as it is. Amara gai guru hai or tare, to save all of your countrymen. Like this. So then, Mahaprabhu left. Before we leave this pastime, there's one little more incident that happened. Because in a nearby village, there was one leper, Vasudev leper. All his fingers were crumbling off, his nose was rotted, his toes were rotting away, and pus was coming. And he was such a humble Vaishnava. We can't even imagine the humility of the Vaishnava. We're so far away from being real Vaishnavas. Because in his sores, little worms were crawling. Sometimes a worm would fall out from his sore. He must be in anxiety. He would pick him up off the ground and put him back. This is the humility of the Vaishnava, real Vaishnava. He heard that in the next village, in Kurmakshetra, there's a great personality. Mahapurusha has come. So with his stick and his feet bleeding and everything, he somehow or other made it to Kurma Brahman's house. He said, "Where is that great person, that Mahapurush? Kahin, where is he? Where is he?" And Kurma Brahman said, "But he left today." "My Buddha Bhagyu, I'm so unfortunate. I could not see. I'm so sinful. I could not see that great person." And he just fell on the ground and began to sob and sob and sob. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already left, but he suddenly appeared on the scene. He picked up Vasudeva and embraced him. And all his whole body became nice. And what did Vasudeva say? "Thank you very much." No, he began to cry even more. "Hey Prabhu, what have you done to Nikyakarniya, Prabhu? What have you done? What have you done? Now you made my body very nice." It's like we're praying every day. We go before the deities, "Please give me a break. Give me a job and a car and a house by the sea. Swami Jai Jagadish Hari." "Now you made my body nice. Now I'll fall into Maya. And Mahaprabhu embraced him again. He said, by my mercy, you will not fall into my hand. And then Mahaprabhu disappeared from the scene. Just appeared to save Vasudev, leper. So these are the wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now to take us to Braj, we have a very, very beautiful song that just pulls our heartstrings to Braj. Very sweet little bhajan. Sirade, Brajajanam Manasukakari Rade, Shama Shama Shama. Sirade, Brajajanam Manasukakari Rade, Shama Shama Shama. Brajajan means the residence of Braj. Just like you're all the Mayapur Jan, the residents of Mayapur. Brajajana Man, Man means the heart. Brajajana Mana Sukakari, who delights the hearts of all of the Brijbasis. Who is that? Radhe Shyam, Shama Shyam. So it's very lively songs. You have to sing a little, play a little lively. That was just introduction. Si Radhe, Brajajana Mana Sukakari Radhe, Chama 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 Si Radhe, Brajajana Mana Sukakari. Mor Mukuta Makara Krita Kundala Gale Vaijandi Ma Mor Mukuta Makara Krita Kundala Gale Vaijandi Mala Charanandu Pura Rasa Sala Radhe Chama 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 Charanandu Pura Rasa Sala Oh Radhe Chama Radhe Chama Radhe Chama Radhe Chama Oh Radhe Chama Radhe Chama Radhe Chama Radhe Chama Si Radhe Prajajana Manna Sukakari Radhe Chama 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 Si Radhe Prajajana Manna Sukakari Sundara Badana Kamaladala Lochana Banki Chitavana Hari Sundara Badana Kamaladala Lochana Banki Chitavana Hari Mohana Bamsi Bihari Radhe Chama Chama Cham Mohana Bamsi Bihari Oh Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Oh Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Si Radhe Brajajana Manna Sukakari Radhe Chama 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 Si Radhe Vrindavan Me Tenu Charave Gopi Jana Mana Hari Vrindavan me tenu charave gopi jana mana hari Sri Govardhana dhari radhe chama 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 Sri Govardhana Dari Radhe Jama Sum. Oh Radhe Jama, Radhe Jama, Radhe Jama, Radhe Jama. Oh Radhe Jama, Radhe Jama, Radhe Jama, Radhe Jama. Sri Radhe Prajajanamanda Sukakari Radhe Jama 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 Sri Radhe Prajajanamanda Sukakari Radha Krishna Miliya Bado Gora Rupa Avatari Radha Krishna Miliya Bado Gora Rupa Avatari Kirtana Dharma Prachari Radhe Shama 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 Kirtana Dharma Prachari Oh Radhe Shama Radhe Shama Radhe Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Sri Radhe, Prajajanamanda Sukakari Radhe, Shyama Shyama Shyam. Sri Radhe, Prajajanamanda Sukakari. Tum bina mere aur na koi naam rupa avatari Tum bina mere aur na koi naam rupa avatari Charananda mein balihari radhe jama 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 Chalananda me baliya Narayana balihari radhe Jama 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 Narayana balihari Oh radhe jama radhe jama radhe jama radhe Oh Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Oh Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Oh Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Oh Radhe Shyam, Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. So this little Braj Bhajan, Brijbasa Bhajan, pulls our heart straight to Braj. So it says, Vrindavan me Denu Charavi. Denu, you know, means cow. So Krishna is always herding cows in Vrindavan. And there's a very special place near Nandagam, because today we're going to go to Nandagam. There's a very special place called Ter Kadamba, where the cowherd boys take the cows. After the Gopastami Leela, then they go out herding the cows. Before they're staying nearby. So this beautiful place, Ter Kadamba, it's named after the beautiful Kadamba trees that are there. And just like now, your Mayapur Kadamba are blooming, our Vrindavan Keli Kadamba, they're also blooming. But our kadamba is different from your kadamba. Your kadamba is great, big like this, and your trees are very straight. But our Vrindavan kadamba, they're very crooked, and flower is very small, but very fragrant. Actually, they're completely different species. They're called kadamba, because in Sanskrit, kadamba means group. And if you've seen the kadamba flower closely, it's not one flower, it's a whole group of flowers in a little ball. So both of them have the same form, little ball of flowers. So both of them became known as kadamba, but they're different, completely different species. Yours grow very fast. You put the seed, and next year it's already this tall, and after that it's 10 feet tall, and 3 years later you're falling over to see the top. But our Vrindavan kadambas, they grow very crooked and they take a long time. It's like you see that kadamba tree at Kaliyagat. They're a huge old kadamba tree. We can't imagine how old it is. It took so long. Just like by the guest house gate in Vrindavan, we just celebrated the 40th anniversary. When temple was built, somebody planted a kadamba tree. And you probably never even noticed. He's growing there. He's not very tall after 40 years. Maybe 20 feet tall after 40 years of growing. It's still only this big. So they're very slow. So in this beautiful, peaceful place, it's far away in the fields, no one around to bother. Rupa Goswami used to stay and do his bhajan. So this is the bhajan place of Rupa Goswami. And if you ever say bhajan kutir, the Baba who lives there, he'll become very angry. Tirkadam Baba, he says, no kutir. That time no kutir. Only tree. He was staying in the kunj. Because very beautiful kunjas are there. Now you probably ask, what is a kunj? Just like wherever I go in the world, just like I went also one time to Russia, and I saw all your trees are growing very straight and straight and straight and straight. And in Australia, there are so many straight and straight eucalyptus trees, straight and straight and straight and straight. But in our Braj, the trees, they try to grow straight, but they're melting in Krishna prema. So they again come down. So when they go up and they come down, it makes like a room. Makes like a room. In fact, in Tirkadam, we would all sit in different rooms, except Baba has made a big arrangement with beams and columns and beams everywhere, so one big kunj is there. And our little brass deities of Krishna Balaram sitting in the kunj with all of us. When you enter in this beautiful kunj, this very special tree in Braj called Dungar. They also grow very slowly and they're all very curved. And now the branches, they've come down to the ground, so then latas, little creepers, will climb up. And when the wind will blow, then the scent will come in the kunj. And in our house, we're very proud if we have wall-to-wall carpet. But what is your carpet? Just like here, we just have plastic carpet. And your carpet is just some synthetic fiber, dust collector, Prabhupada said. But in Krishna's kunj, before the Krishna, Radha and Krishna appear in the kunj, the gopikas, sometimes they put Madhavi flowers, sometimes they put Malati flowers, sometimes Madhu Malati flowers, sometimes Mogra flowers, sometimes jasmine flowers, sometimes lotus petals. This type of wall-to-wall carpet is in Krishna's kunj. So in a beautiful kunj like this, no kutir, Rupa Goswami was writing his scriptures. In fact, most acharyas and scholars agree that this is the place where Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was completed. Rupa Goswami doesn't say directly, he gives a little hint. The end of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says, in Sansat year, in the Sansat half of Sansat's month, on the Sansat day, I am completing this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu sitting under a kadamba tree. So he doesn't say straight, he says by hint. So most scholars and acharyas believe that this is where the place where Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was completed. Many other bhakti scriptures from Tirukkadambhava we find, because we know in Chaitanya Charitamrita this Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav, they started in Orissa, in Puri. Mm-hmm. But they were completed in Tirukkadambhava. So when you enter into the little shrine that's there, you see a beautiful picture of Rupa Goswami. He's writing on his iPod. No, he was writing on pieces of palm leaf, like that. And in that picture you'll see behind, there's a very beautiful little golden girl coming with some pot in her hand. What happened was one time Rupa Goswami was thinking that my brother is staying nearby in Pavansarovar. We heard about Pavansarovar the other night. So, bhajan place of Sanatana Goswami is Pavansarovar. So he was thinking, as we know, Sanatana Goswami is the older brother and Rupa is the younger brother. So he was thinking, I'd like to offer something nice to my older brother. But we see, even 500 years later, if you go to Tirukkadam, there's nothing there, just fields and trees and peacocks. Nothing is there where he'll find. No Govinda's restaurant is there, no MBT restaurant, no Gauranga bakery, no Govinda's bakery. Where he'll find something. But he was thinking like that within his heart. So while he was writing and writing, suddenly beautiful young gopi girl appeared, coming down the path. And Rupa Goswami looked up. And now Rupa Goswami, he's not attracted to anything material in this world, but he saw this beautiful golden girl. He was completely captured by her beauty. And she came and she said, Baba, there was wedding today in the village. Some kheer was left over, so my mata told me to go give it to some Baba doing bhajan in the forest. So you please take this kheer. And our Indian girls, they're very, 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 very shy. She's all in the forest, alone with the strange Baba. So she just put that pot in his hand and ding, 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 she ran down the path. And although Rupa Goswami is not attracted to anything material, ding, 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 his mind also ran down the path behind his head. Then he looked at the street rice. In West, if we put some cashews and some raisins and we put some cardamom, then we think we got fancy sweet rice. But in India, if you've ever been to a real Indian feast, we really know how to make nice sweet rice. Not just cashews and raisins and cardamom. We put kesar, especially in Basant, in the springtime, because the color of Basant is yellow. Kesar. Kesar means saffron. And little brown seed-like things we call chironji. And then we put something you probably don't even know about. Makhana. Puffed lily seeds. I call it Akadasi popcorn. They're little round balls like this with little black specks on them. You may have seen them in the market. You didn't know what they were. But that's Akadasi popcorn. I toast them and with a little jira on Akadasi and I have Akadasi popcorn. These are puffed lily seeds. It's called makhana. You put them in and they just soak up all of that milk and become nice and soft. So really fancy sweet rice is there. Like you've never, if you've been to a big feast in India, then you've seen. So then Rupa Goswami was very happy. He ran to Pavansarovar to Sanatana Goswami. He said, Bhaiya, I brought some nice sweet rice for you. And Sanatana Goswami looked at this very opulent sweet rice. Where my brother got? If this was 500 years ago, I just said even 500 years later, there's nothing there. We can't imagine what it was like 500 years ago. Where you got that sweet rice? And Rupa said, some gopi girl came. She said there was wedding in the village and some sukir was left over. What wedding in the village? Because Sanatana Goswami, he's very dear to all the Brishvasis. They love him too much. Whenever he'll come to any village, then all the little children will run out. Oh, uncle, uncle, where have you been for so long? And they'll bow down and touch his feet. Then those who are equal will come next as he comes closer to the village. Those who are equal come, they'll embrace him. Oh, my dear brother, why you were away for so long? Then when he comes in the village, the elders will pat him on the head. Oh, beta, son, why do you stay away for so long? Then he'll sit with everyone, and everyone will speak all the nonsense village talk. That so-and-so got married, so-and-so had babies, so-and-so died, so-and-so built a new house, so-and-so bought a new field, so-and-so had a fight with so-and-so. Because even in small village, we can't live peacefully. Always so much politics. And Sanada Goswami, he was the prime minister of Nawab Hussain Shah, not for nothing. He would solve all the problems of the village and give them advice. Do you plant this next season you plant like this. And then in the evening, there would be nice Harikata and Harikirtan. All day is just like our Raghunath Das Goswami prays. He's got one, I have that verse around somewhere, that I don't want to go to Vaikuntha, the abode of the Lord. I don't even want to have association of the devotees of the Lord, pure devotees who are always chanting His glories. Just let me sit with the Vrishbhasis and listen to their let them fill my ear with their nonsense talk, but I will not take one step out of this branch. But in the evening there will be nice Harikatha and Harikirtan, like we're doing here. So he knows each and everything going on in the village. There's no wedding today. What did this girl look like? Oh, she was very soft and golden color, beautiful lotus petal eyes, big black choti, and so sweet and so soft. Then Sanata Goswami got some doubt in his heart. And he tasted the sweet rice. As soon as he tasted the sweet rice, his whole body began to quiver. Tears came from his eyes. His hairs were standing on end. Then both of them, suddenly they both realized at the same time, oh no, it must have been Radharani. They began to cry. We've taken service. We're chanting, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, let us serve you. But we have taken service from Radharani. And they began to cry, and mixed with their tears, they ate this sweet rice. And they broke that pot and kept it tight in their cloth. And every day they would take a little piece and get that taste, and quivering and tear and hair standing on end would come every day like this. So this is the beautiful painting, you will see it, Terakadam. So this is 500 years ago Leela, Nitya Leela, going on even today for those who have the eyes to see. Just like Govinda Swami, Bibi Govinda Swami on Facebook, he put one story just recently, that he met Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji, Prabhupada's god brother. And Akinchana Krishna told Govinda Maharaj, at that time he was a Yogyapati, said, Yogyapati, you're very, very fortunate staying here in Braj. And you know why you're fortunate? And Yogyapati said, yes, because I get association of two great Vaishnavas, you and Prabhupada. And Akinchana Krishnadas laughed and he said, no. He said, Krishna and Balaram are herding their cows and that dust is going in the sky and that dust is coming all over you every day. That's why you're so fortunate. We're like blind. We're just walking around the holy dhams. We don't know what is there. Beautiful palaces, beautiful things are there. We're just stumbling around blind men. We don't understand what Nitya Leela is going on. So that place got its name Terakadam, because in Brij Bhasa language Ter means to call. Ter means to call. So what happened, we heard this is the famous favorite cowherding place, so Krishna and Balaram and all the cowherd boys come there. Then Krishna, he looks around, he sees somebody's missing. So Krishna's got his special mobile. No charging, no recharging, no deposit. And on your mobile you have number from 1 to 0. Krishna's only zeros, you see? And Krishna's our only hero. So he plays on that flute. Oh, my dear friend, Neelamani. What is your name? Neelamadav. Neelamani. Neelamani. Oh, my dear friend, Neelamani, come here in the forest. We'll make some arrangement for playing and herding the cows. So the Nilavani comes running. He wants to have all the Kahar boys there. So beautiful place, Kunda's there, so some people are swimming, some people playing in the sand, some people sitting under the tree doing their chanting like this. It's all going on all day long like that, but the cows are outside in the forest grazing. Then at some point, the Kahar boys, they become hungry. So they all want to sit down and have lunch, but they can't eat without Krishna. But Krishna is not hungry. Krishna has no hunger. Krishna's another name is Mitabhuk, who has no hunger. So Krishna is not hungry, but Kahar boys can't eat. So they have special, they don't have mobile phone, own echo sound voice. So all the Kahar boys, they call out, Krishna! We're hungry! Come take your lunch! You have to be Russian to understand that, but even Tirkadam Baba, he learned. Idu means come. So Baba has learned, you know, Idu! Then all the Kahar boys come and they sit down and take their lunch. And everybody's sitting around Krishna, and whether they're sitting in front, they're sitting in the side, they're sitting in the back, everybody sees that Krishna is looking at them and nobody else. Everybody sees Krishna, whether they're front, back, side, wherever they are, everybody sees Krishna looking at them. Like that. And everybody's sharing what they have. Oh, just see, oh Lala, just see what my mother Yasoda brought. And they give laddu to Krishna. And Madhu Mangal especially, he comes, he said, my mother made very special laddu. So he puts that laddu in Krishna's hand. And Krishna just holding the laddu. Krishna, he only love eating. Krishna only takes, accepts love. So he's holding that laddu. So Madhu Mangal becomes upset. Are, what are you doing? He breaks a piece of that laddu and jabardasti by force, boom, he pushes that laddu into Krishna's mouth. You eat. Like this. So then the cowboys are having a wonderful time. But now this is after Gopastami, so they're going far in the forest. But Krishna can't be satisfied without makkhan, butter. Because before he was living in the village, before he was taking out the cows, he was staying in the village. So every day he'll go to Gopi's house, because every morning Gopis will churn the yogurt into milk. In Braj we told yesterday, we churn the yogurt into milk. Brrr, brrr, ching, ching. No bangles, you have to have some bangles. Ching, ching. No bangles. So all the gopis have so many bangles. Ching, ching, make beautiful sound. Ching, 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 ching. Brrr, 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 brrr. And singing. And then Krishna come and they give, oh Lala, take some butter. So gopi is very happy, Krishna coming to their house to take butter. But now Krishna's in the forest, no butter, he's only half full. He's not satisfied. So then Krishna take his mobile and he call on his mobile. Oh my dear girlfriend, Ojaswini, please come and bring some butter quickly. I'm so hungry. Then Ojaswini, she comes running to the forest with her pot of butter. But Krishna's in the backside of the forest, she can't see. So Neela Madhav is there, Mridangalala is there, Dr. Haridas is there. Let's see, who else is there? Dayal Gauranga is there, Balav Chaitanya is there. Let's see, Jai Radhi is there, Aramani is there. It's like Banki Bihari Darshan. Then when she can't see Krishna anywhere, then she pulls back her veil and she calls very loudly with no mobile phone. Gopi's body is already, you know, Airtel, this is Krishna telephone. And Sim inside is Prem Sim. So this is Prem calling with echo sound. Krishna! Come take your butter! Idu! So then Krishna comes and he wants to take some butter. But there's no cup to drink the butter, take the butter with. So then the kadamba tree, just like you saw your kadamba trees, the leaf is shaped almost like a hand. And our Vrindavan kadamba tree is even more like, just like a hand. But all the kadamba trees suddenly, and they still do to this day, very rarely you'll find, they become like a leaf cup, dona. Kadampatka dona dadpiye shamsadona. So then the kadamba trees, they all made leaf cups. And then Krishna was eating the butter from the gopis. So like that, this is the nitya lila of this. Therefore this became ter kadamba. Everybody's calling. So this became known as, this beautiful place became known as ter kadamba. And we can't imagine our fortune, as Prabhupada said, we are all followers of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Nugas. And Rupa Goswami is such a special devotee that not once but twice Mahaprabhu mentions Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One time he came there because Rupa Goswami, he was staying at Siddhabakul with Haridas Thakur. He also never, Rupa Sanatan Jeev, they never entered into Jagannath temple because they were an outcast. They were serving under the Muslim king. So don't, those of you who are white, don't feel bad that you can't go inside the temple. We're in the company of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. We have good company. Haridas Thakur also never went inside. So one time he came with who was that? Swarup Damodar. Not Swarup Damodar. Yes. Ramananda Roy. No, one time he came with Swarup Damodar. And what had happened was just like we had Rath Yatra. So during Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu was singing so many songs. And suddenly in the Rath Yatra, because we know Rath Yatra means Krishna's, the gopis are trying to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu began to sing cinema songs about some young boy, some young girl thinking about her young boyfriend in the forest. And everybody, why Mahaprabhu singing cinema song? And Swarup Damodar, he spun his mind around, then he understood, oh yes. He understood. Then Rupa Goswami also, he spun his mind around, then he understood. So after Rath Yatra, he went home, he wrote a verse to explain that verse to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was singing, Ye ko mara hara saiva hibaras saiva chaitra shapas te chon milita malati suravaya proda kadamba nila sachaiva smita tatra satra surato vyapara lila vido Reva rodasi vetasi tarutale cheta samud kantate. Ye komara, that young boy who stole my heart, he's there before me. The same young boy is there. Chaitra shapas, shapas means full moon, and Chaitra is the month right after Falgun. It is the same month of Chaitra, the full moon night. Tejon milita malati surabaya. Surab means fragrance. The fragrance of malati is in the air. And proda kadamba nila. Anila means the wind. Because he's anil. Because I mean, anil means blue, dark blue. So the wind, he has no colors. He anil. And so proda, beautiful fragrance of kadamba is coming in the wind. And I am the same young girl. But I'm not happy here. I'm remembering Leela Vido, our wonderful pastimes together. I want to go back to the Rodasi River under the Vedasi tree. Cheta, my heart, some utkantate, always pining to go back to that place. So you're saying, this, what is this? Mahaprabhu singing some song about a young girl pining for her old boyfriend in some forest by some tree. What is this? So Rupa Goswami, he wrote a verse and he stuck it in the thatch of his roof and he went to take his bath in the ocean. The meanwhile, our Swarup Damodar and Mahaprabhu came, although he couldn't go see the Lord in the temple, the Lord used to come to see him. See how kind our Lord is. So they saw Rupa's not there, but Rupa Goswami, you can go to the Vrindavan Research Institute down the street from our temple, you can see the writing. Just even Terkadam Baba's got some photocopy. You can see the writing, just like strings of pearls is described. So the Mili attracted Mahaprabhu's eye. He picked up this leaf, he looked at this verse, and he said, how has Rupa Goswami understood my heart? And he showed this verse to Swarup Damodar. And Swarup Damodar says, unless you have put your mercy upon him, it's not possible. Krishna Shakti Bina Naiv. And Mahaprabhu says, yes, I met this Rupa in Prayag, and seeing him a fit personality, I bestowed my entire transcendental potency upon him. First time, he says like this. What has he done? I have put my entire transcendental mercy upon him. First time. And what was the verse? Because then Rupa Goswami appeared, and Mahaprabhu, we just heard other day, Mahaprabhu slapped him. Ping, ping, ping. He says, so ham saya Krishna sarachari kurukshetra militas tataham sarada sadidam upayo sangama sukam tatapyanda kelan madura murali panchama juse manome kalindi pulina vipinaya sprihayati priyaksahat Priyaksuyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Milit. Oh, my dear friend. Sahachari means friend. I met my lover Krishna at Kurukshetra. Priyaksuham Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Milita. Milita means to meet. Tataham Saradha. I am the same Radha. And in our meeting, Ubayam Sangama Sukham. In our meeting, I'm feeling great happiness. But still I'm pining, sprihati, spriha means desire. I'm desiring, I want to hear tatapyantam madurak murali, panchama juse, that murali playing on the fifth note. Saragama pa. He wants to hear, she wants to hear that murali playing on that fifth note. On the bank of the Kalindi. In the forest, Bipinai, Bipin means forest, but like Bipin Bihari, Bipin means forest. Sprihati, I'm desiring. So how this Rupa Goswami, unless you've bestowed your mercy, is not possible. Yes, I've seen him a fit personality to bestow my entire transcendental potency on him. Second time, Mahaprabhu heard that Rupa Goswami is writing some dramas. So he took Ramananda Roy, because Ramananda Roy is expert at relishing rus. So they went there to Siddhabakul, and Mahaprabhu came there. Rupa Goswami immediately paid his obeisances, and he paid obeisance to all the Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu always surrounded by so many Vaishnavas. And Mahaprabhu said, sing that verse by hearing which everyone becomes so happy. And Rupa put his head down. He said, no, sing that verse. This is one of the verses in Lidagda Madhav, Lalita Madhav. Tunde tundavani vitanute tundavali labde karna krodha kadambani gatayate karnarbudeva spriyam cheta sangani vijayate sarvindriyanam kriti no jane janita kriyadvir amritai krishneti varna dvai. Krishneti, Varna. Varna means syllable. Dvayi, these two syllables. Krishna, no jane janita. Kriyadbir, amritayar. How much amrit, nectar, is in these two syllables? I do not know. All I know is when my tongue, Tunda, sings this name, Tundavali, I want to have many tongues to relish the nectar. And when it enters Karna, Karna means ear, Karna Karoda Kadambani Gatayate, Karna Arbudevas, then I want to have billions. Just like, you know, Koti, Arab means billion. Koti means 10 million, but beyond that is Arab. See, so I want to have billions of ears to relish that nectar. And secret meaning is here. He said, I want to have many tongues. He said, but billions of ears means we should speak less and we should listen more. And when that name dances, Cheta Prangani, Prangani means the courtyard. When it dances in the courtyard of my heart, Sarvindriyanam Kriti, all my senses become inert. All day long our senses bothering us. Look at that, hear that, smell that, go there. Oh, look at this. But when that Lord's name will dance through the heart, all the indriyas, they turn around and just see the Lord in the heart. No jane janita kriyadbir amitais krishneti varna dvayi. All the devotees were astonished. Isn't this verse astonishing? You should learn this verse. It's such a sweet verse. So then Ramananda Roy says, how did you introduce the play? And he sings some verse. How do you introduce the characters? He sings some verse. In this way he asks all the different things. It's very scientific, the writing of plays. And then he said, what is the Mangalacharan for the Istadev, the worshipful deity? Then Rupa Goswami put his head down. And Mahaprabhu said, sing. And Rupa Goswami put his head down. Sing? What's the matter with you? Sing. And he said, what is that? Anarpitam charim karuna avatirna kalo samarpetum unata udala rasam sivakti sriyam haripurata sundara duti kadamba samdipita sararade kandare spuratu vasachinandana. Sanarpitam charim chara karuna avatirna kalo. Anarpita, just like we do bog arpan, huh? We offer. But anarpita was not given, was not offered. Charim chara, for a very long time. But in this Kali Yuga, there's a Karuna Avatir, Karuna Avatirna Kalo. Some avatar of Karuna has appeared, compassion. Samarparitum, now he's giving it freely. If you just chant the holy name, you get this Unata Ujala Rasam. You can almost taste it. Our Srila Bhakti Saran Saraswati Thakur, he translates rust as some tasty thing. Just like in our sadhu samaj, in our society of sadhus, we have our own way of talking. We never say, pass the salt, lavan, lavan dev. We never say like that. Namak, demakdo. We never say. We say, ram, ras. So like sometimes my god brothers and god sisters, they're suffering from some disease, they can't take salt. I will die first. Because no salt, there's no taste. So ras means tasty thing. Unata ujala rasam svakti sriyam. The glory of his own braja bhakti. He's giving samarpaitum freely. If anyone chants the holy name, samarpa now in this Kali Yuga, samarpaitum, before it wasn't given, anarpitum. Now samarpaitum is given freely. Samarpait unata ujala rasam svakti. Almost you can taste it. Just by hearing. Haripurata sundara duti kadamba sandipita. Purata means gold. This is another word for gold. Hariputra sundara duti kadamba sandipita. We know kadamba, we just heard, means quantity. So if we have a great quantity of gold, we see people for just a little piece of gold. You go on the street in Delhi and sometimes people just yank the chain, they pull the earring like that, just for a little piece of gold. But Mahaprabhu, he's 7 feet tall, huge quantity of gold. Kadamba sandipita. He's shining like a great quantity of gold. How much attractive Mahaprabhu must be. Haripurata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipita. Now Rupa Goswami gives us blessings. Saravriya Kandare Spuratuva Sachina. May that Sachinandan always remain manifest within the core of your heart. In Sanskrit we say cave. Ridya Kandare. Kandara means cave. But in English we say core of the heart. And Mahaprabhu says, what is this nonsense verse? This was such nice nectar. Now you put some alkali. And Ramananda Roy said, no, no, no. This is like putting some camphor and black pepper in the sweet rice. Now it has become so tasty. You put camphor, real camphor, not this synthetic one. And some black pepper. Oh, the sweet rice becomes so tasty. All right, tell some other verse. Tell some other verse. And they go on relishing the verses. And finally, Ramananda Roy exclaims, he said, this is not a drama. This is a constant flow of nectar. This is a constant flow of nectar. Without Krishna's mercy, nobody can write literature like this. And Mahaprabhu says, second time, yes, I saw this Rupa as a fit personality in Prayag, and I bestowed my entire transcendental potency upon him to be able to describe Ras. Two times Mahaprabhu mentions Rupa Goswami. And we're Rupanuga's followers. We don't know how fortunate we are. Because Mahaprabhu had two purposes. One was to spread the holy name. One was to reveal this Braja Bhakti. That was the second purpose. And that was lost. That was nobody knew. But Rupa Goswami, just like we put some manjari in the water, then the water becomes fragrant everywhere. Rupa Goswami, he's none other than Rupa Manjari. He's spreading the fragrance of Mahaprabhu's mission all over the place, like that. So this is the place of Rupa Goswami. So I got carried away thinking about Rupa Goswami. Tomorrow we'll tell some more about Nandagam. But this is the nicest place, Tirukadam. Everybody agrees. You go there, it's just like, even now, when I was just in May, I was in New Vrindavan, and all night long in New Vrindavan, and in our old Vrindavan, I remember at night when we used to go to sleep, we go on traveling Sangatam, we come back, and then we try to put our heads down and go to sleep, and all night long, the peacocks are crying in the trees all around, one will start over here, then over here, then you knew in Vrindavan, now we never hear. Maybe sometime after Mangalarti, way at a distance. But in Tirukadam, it's just like old Vrindavan used to be. You go there any time of the day. So many peacocks dancing. Kokilas are singing. Actually, they have many songs. That's their famous one. In Braj, when you hear that song, then you know that the hot season is, because they all winter. Even the peacocks don't cry in the winter. You won't hear them in the winter. But as soon as you hear, then you know the hot season is going to come. And they start up very low. Then they go higher. You've heard them outside your window, right? They start before Gopurnima time, they start. But it still starts later in Braj. Then they have another one. Then they have another one. Then their most famous one is, it's very hard to imitate. Therefore, in the song we were singing yesterday, Radharani's one name was Kokila Beni. Her voice is just as sweet as a Kokila. But if you ever see the Kokila, because you never see them, they stay inside the Bakul tree with thick foliage. You know, you never see, they're very shy. Anybody saw a Kokila? You see one, you'll be very disappointed. The Hindi poets, they say this Bhagwan, he has got no brain. He has made the peacock with so beautiful plumes, and his voice is just a squawk. And this Kokila has so sweet, beautiful voice, and he's black as a crow. When you see the Kokila, he's a little bit smaller than a crow. Crow's beak is straight like this, but Kokila's beak is crooked, and he has a little red line all around his eye, and completely black like a crow. In fact, the girls will get a big kick out of this. The female Kokila, she goes in the crow's nest and lays her eggs, and Mukti. And the baby coquilles, they cry louder than the baby crows, so they get more nourishment. So we hear coquilles, we hear the dogila. I don't know what you call them here, but in Braj we call dogila. They go... You've heard, huh? What do you call them here? Kinam. Pakir nam ki. In Braj, they're all singing and they're all out of sync, so it sounds like you're in outer space or something. So Tirukkudam is a very sweet place. So tomorrow we'll hear more about Nandagam. We didn't get out of Tirukkudam because it's such a sweet place. Hare Krishna. And again, we have copies of Madhurya Kadambini. I'm here to sign them if anybody wants. And where's our... Yovanananda, you want to go to the Yogapit and Jagannath Temple tomorrow? I have to give, where is our Savyasachi? I have to give one for him. Yeah. I don't know, I would like to leave a little early, but takes our breakfast with us or something, and somewhere along the way. Not right now, because all the temples will be closed then.